miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
You sure do, Tegan. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you going, Dane?
I'm doing very well.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And currently, I don't know if it's wrapped up or I think it has, the CES Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
Yes, it has just wrapped up last week. And as always, there were plenty of new and improved technology on display for the almost 200,000 delegates to experience. This is the biggest show of its kind in the world.
Can anyone go, or is it more just you have to be invited, or you have to be sort of in your field?
If you're in our field, then you can often get a discounted ticket.
Okay.
But anyone can really go if they
sweet.
Register. Yeah,
great.
Yeah. Okay, so here are a few of the highlights and some of the wackiest new products that were on display. First one, and I love this one, is called the Foldy Mate.
Mm-hmm.
This is a laundry machine that can fold shirts, pants, and towels.
Wow.
So the clothes are inserted into the top of the machine. They drop to the bottom to be collected, stacked, and folded. Foldy Mate can take in 10 to 15 items per stack and can fold up to 20 to 40 items in 4 minutes, which is
Quick.
That's faster than I can do
it. Yeah, exactly right.
The machine will launch at the end of next year for about $1,000 US.
Oh, wowzers. What's the Wemo HomeKit Bridge?
Now, Wemo is a product range from Belkin. It's smart power plugs, switches, and dimmers for the home. It's been really popular in the home automation area for a number of years now, but it's never been compatible with the Apple HomeKit, meaning you couldn't use it with Siri,
okay.
Which was a bit frustrating. So at CES this year, they released a new device called the Wemo Bridge to tie it all together, and once those are available, we'll have those installed.
Oh, awesome. Smart mirrors?
Yes, for the bathroom. Now, this includes mirrors that can read you the weather forecast, dim the lights, play music while you're in the shower. However, one in particular was pretty innovative. Now, I'm not sure if I'd want this in my bathroom or not. It's called the Portable High Mirror Mini. It analyzes your face and identifies dark circles around your eyes, red or dark spots, wrinkles, pores, and skin smoothness, and it gives you a rating and recommendations for your health and skin care.
That's an interesting one because, like, Carl Barron has said this before, a comedian, he's like, some mornings you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're like, geez, you are a good-looking human. And then the other mornings you wake up and look in the mirror and you go, oh, don't even bother about going outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine looking in this mirror and seeing all those imperfections.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what makes you perfect.
Well, that's right. That's right. But I don't think I want a mirror with a camera in it in my bathroom.
What about some sleeping aids to help us get to sleep?
Well, this is cool. This could help with those dark circles under your eyes. The new Calm eye mask called Renew, it's about $800 US. It offers better sleep by microcurrent stimulation to relax the wearer, and it drew huge crowds at CES with its promise to deliver the equivalent of 2 hours sleep in 20 minutes.
What?
That's one I can use.
How does that work?
Microcurrent stimulation. I don't really know.
And what about something for our pets as well at CES?
Pets,
this is cool.
Pets weren't left out of the wacky gadget offering. Cat owners will appreciate the spaceship-shaped litter robot Open Air 3. It's a robotic kitty litter box that recognizes when a cat enters the space. It waits 7 minutes and it spins to remove waste, which is left in a tray beneath it, making it really easy to empty your kitty litter tray. And because, of course, it's a smart one, thanks to a Wi-Fi connection, the litter tray can notify you when it needs to be emptied.
Oh, no more pooper scooper duties.
That's
to earn your pocket money. Just push a button. Now, you've got a tip for us if we're using Netflix.
Yes, it's the holidays at the moment for a lot of people, and they're probably doing a bit of Netflix binging. So if someone else has been watching Netflix using your profile, or you've watched something you didn't like and it's affecting your Netflix recommendations, you can actually delete a particular show or movie from your history. So this has happened to me when the kids were watching cartoons on my profile. Suddenly Netflix was recommending lots of kids shows for me instead of my usual sci-fi preference. So it's actually really easy to fix this. You just log into the Netflix website, go to your account page and profile, and click on viewing history. From there, you can delete all the Phineas and Ferb or My Little Pony titles that you need to. And you'll notice that the Netflix recommendations will soon change to reflect your accurate tastes.
That's actually a really good tip because my fiance has actually set up my own profile now on Netflix.
Yes.
But I still use hers for some reason. I
think
I'll just like annoying
it.
Her. Yeah, exactly right. Now, what's on at LEC Griffith?
Well, our dollar deal is back. With everyone
yes.
getting organised for back to school at the moment, we have a fantastic deal. We often offer this dollar deal at this time of year. So at the moment, you can purchase any Windows laptop at Leading Edge Computers this month only for an extra $1. You'll receive this amazing back-to-school pack. It includes a Canon multifunction printer, a Belkin notebook bag for your laptop, a Logitech wireless mouse, and a 16 gig USB drive. So you get all of that for just $1 extra.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a saving of close to $150.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic for getting organized for back to school. It's only available during January and while stocks last. So make sure you come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Will do. And I can't wait to come in and get the old Fold It, mate. That'll save one job for me around the house.
I would love one of those.
Do you reckon they'll come to Australia?
I don't know if they'll be for sale directly in Australia, if you'll have to order it from the US or look, if this comes out, I reckon there'll be more companies will release similar products.
Summer holidays are about to wrap up. Kids back to school after Australia Day next weekend. And the Commonwealth Bank have done a study and they found that Australian kids received more than $1 billion. $1 billion with a B in spending money these school holidays. The average child aged between 5 and 17 pocketed just over $500 from Christmas cash or from their parents. In total, the handouts equated to about $1 billion. Just under half of children dipped in their own savings, with the most popular purchase being lollies and activities, of course. And the research also showed, despite many children being hundreds of dollars richer, they're still not satisfied. Parents are reported being constantly asked for extra cash, on average 8 times over the 6-week holiday period. And I do know that instead of just getting handouts, kids actually work hard for their holiday cash to spend in their 6-week break before they head back to school in the new year. I was lucky as a kid growing up. I was one of the kids that received handouts. I didn't have a real job till I ended up in university. I didn't work till I was in uni. So all through primary school, all through high school, I was living at home with my parents. And I was lucky enough I didn't have to work. They're like, focused on your studies. It's fine. I didn't really. Doesn't matter though. 13, 12, 16. What I want to know is how much pocket money did you earn over the school holidays and what have you spent it on? Or did you get handouts from your parents? Rosa has called through on 13, 12, 16. Rosa, how old are you?
11.
All right, you're 11. Now, have you been enjoying your school holidays?
Yes.
And what have you been doing during your school holidays?
Shopping, going to Griffith, and all that.
That's excellent. Good. Now, let's focus on the shopping thing. Where do you get your money from to go shopping?
Mum.
And how do you earn that money from mum to go shopping?
Jobs.
And what sort of jobs do you do?
Cleaning the house.
Really? And how much do you get paid for cleaning the house?
$10.
$10? Do you want to come clean my house? No? Okay, fair enough. And what did you buy with the money that you earned?
Toys.
Toys. And how much did you save up during the school holidays?
I can't count it up.
Oh, it's that much, you can't even add it up. Now, Rosa, tell me and be honest, because I know mum's probably listening because I can hear her in the background. Do your parents sometimes give you money without doing your jobs?
Yes.
Really? And do you like that better than actually doing the jobs to get the money?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Rosa, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Smart girl, Rosa. Thank you so much.